Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name this morning. This morning, well, thank you, Shane, for picking those songs. They fit right in with what I was going to say. And this morning, I'd like to look at rest. Some time ago, we got a flyer in the mail from a organization called Christian Counseling Educational Foundation. We get their magazine, and so we got this flyer. And there's a seminar or conference that has to do with rest. And in this flyer, there's a liturgy that one man wrote in connection with, in preparation for this conference. And I want to read that here in a little bit, but we need rest. I'd like to read some from Hebrews chapter 4, and then I'll be going to Matthew 11 as well. But we interact with people, and I remember one time I was down in one of the towns that I haul trash in, and I remember speaking to a customer that I was delivering a container to. They had just moved in, and they wanted to do some clean up at the house. And this man had just been discharged from the Army, a young family man. It was an honorable discharge. He hadn't done anything wrong, but in talking with him, it just felt like the props just kind of got knocked out from under him. He says, not quite sure what I'll do now. You know, at least I provided for my children, you know. But the feeling I got when I was interacting with him, you know, this man is just worn out. I don't know if you can identify with that. Maybe you can identify it in your own heart. But the invitation for that man from Jesus is the same as it is for anybody else. In Matthew 11, 28, it says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest to your souls." I'd like to read here in Hebrews chapter 4. And so that's this flyer in the mail from this about this conference kind of got me thinking about it, and I couldn't get it out of my mind, and so I am taking it that I'm resting, and that's what I'm supposed to talk about this morning. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 8, breaking in, I know it's not, yeah, breaking in at verse 8, "For if Jesus or Joshua had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that has entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." And there's another verse in Matthew chapter 23. Jesus, and I'm not going to turn to that, and I'm not going to quote it exactly, but Jesus stands and looks over Jerusalem, and he weeps over Jerusalem and said, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you that kill the prophets," and I'm not sure what all he says. He says, "How often I wanted you to gather you under my wings like a hen with her chicks, Then the sad words come, but ye would not. The invitation is there, and for whatever reason, sometimes we don't come and find that rest. And so maybe, I'm just going to read this liturgy, and I think I'll read this liturgy then as a prayer at the end, and then, well, we'll see how it comes. O Lord, you, and this is a Michael Emlet, O Lord, you who are our eternal rest, we come to you this day with restless hearts and weary bodies. We feel deeply our weakness, our finiteness, our burdens of suffering and sin. Lord Jesus, we hear your invitation. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And so we come to you. Grant our hearts a deeper rest in you. You have redeemed us, releasing us from the bondage of sin through your work on the cross. You have invited us to live in that restful place of union with Jesus. But we confess that too often we seek our rest in other places. Material possessions, reputation, certainty, control, accomplishments, comfort, places of counterfeit rest that event ultimately exhaust us from the inside out. Make us mindful that our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you. You offer your beloved children this heart rest every day, and so we come to you. Grant our bodies a deeper rest in you. You are the one who is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. You have created us finite by your good design, but we confess that too often we seek to live beyond our limits, rising up early and going late to rest, and we exhaust ourselves from the inside out. Make us mindful that we are creatures and you are the creator. You are the never-sleeping watchman of our lives who offers your beloved children sleep each day. And so we come to you now. Sometimes rest is elusive because of circumstance, circumstances not of our own choice, a sick child, a cancer diagnosis, the grief of a wayward family member, care for an elderly parent, chronic pain or suffering, a conflicted relationship, or other things. Even then, you offer us the grace and mercy we need to live faithfully before you today, and so we come to you now. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, only in you do we find rest, both now and forever. And so, what are those things that we carry that we don't need to carry in coming to God? You know, there is the burden of sin that all of us carry as because of our own choice. And I remember it was back in 73, there was a preacher here by the name of John Dan Miller. I suppose some of you remember that. Won't say older ones, but I remember the weight of my sin and coming to God that evening. And Willie Wagler was the one who counseled me that evening, and I found rest from that burden of sin. And I remember often Willie would quote verses like 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to cleanse us from sin, to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And then there are other things the liturgy that I read. You know, we try to find rest in counterfeit things. That is in Luke chapter 10, we have the story of Jesus going to visit Mary and Martha in Nazareth. And as you know the story, Martha is in there bustling around and wasn't getting quite done everything that needed to be done. Now, she was actually in service for the Lord, you know. Things weren't getting done. And so she comes to Jesus and says, you know, don't you think my sister, I don't know, was she younger or older? I can kind of imagine something like this said about a younger sister. Can't you imagine, can't you do something about my little sister over there? She really is kind of irresponsible. She's not doing anything. I'm involved in the work of the Lord. And, you know, Jesus comes and says, Martha, Martha, you're troubled about so many things. And I read a different side of this. This was not so much a reproof as it was an invitation to receive what Mary had. He said, she's chosen the best part. I'm not going to take that away from her. It was an invitation for Martha to come and take part in that coming into Jesus' presence and finding rest there. And you know, I think sometimes we find ourselves in our zeal for good things. We take a yoke upon ourselves that we are not intended to. There in Hebrews, it says, he that has entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. And maybe in our burden for the lost and those who are needy, we make ourselves, we take a load that we don't need to, that God doesn't want us to, and we become burnout busy. And I think part of finding rest in Jesus is taking his agenda, not my own, coming to him in his presence. And we have something else in the story of the prodigal son in Luke 15. When the prodigal son comes home, the elder son is standing on the outside, and the father goes out and he says, you know, look all I've done for you over all these years. And the father says, son, son, all that I have is yours. It didn't depend on what the son did. What he had was because of his relationship to the son. It's yours because you're mine. And so let's find rest in coming to Jesus and resting in our relationship with him. And then there are things. What are things? And I'm going to have to stop here. There are things that keep us from coming. Sometimes we come to God, don't come to God because, well, I don't want to reveal how needy I am. Well, you know, God knows that already. It's not a bad idea just to come and let him know that and acknowledge our need of him. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 3, the Beatitudes, we call those. The first beatitude is, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Someone has paraphrased that beatitude, blessed are those who are weary of the struggle. You know, we come to God because, what does poverty of spirit mean? I think in short it means that I depend on him. I don't really have anything else. And Jesus says those are the ones who are blessed. So if you find yourself at the bottom of the, scraping the bottom of the barrel, consider yourself blessed and come to God and find rest in Him. Here's a quote, and I think I'll quote with close with, when we open our hearts and mouths to God, we are more than simply offering Him information He already knows, and He will respond with more than addressing our circumstances or minimizing our pain. We participate in a miracle and become a miracle as He changes us into the people He wants us to be. He weaves our lives into a grand narrative, the story of a people who, against all obstacles, are rescued from the deadly disconnection and are brought back into intimacy with God Himself. Come unto me, all you who are who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So let's bow our heads in prayer, and I will read this liturgy for our prayer. O Lord, you who are eternal rest, we come to you this day with restless hearts and weary bodies. We feel deeply our weakness, our finiteness, our burdens of suffering and sin. Lord Jesus, we hear your invitation. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Grant our hearts a deeper rest in you. You have redeemed us, releasing us from the bondage of sin through your work on the cross. You have invited us to live in that restful place of union with Jesus. We confess that too often we seek our rest in other places, material possessions, reputation, certainty, control, and other accomplishments. Comfort, places of counterfeit rest that ultimately exhaust us from the inside out. Make us mindful that our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you. You offer your beloved children this heart rest each day. Grant our bodies a deeper rest in you. You are the one who is omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. You have created us finite by your good design, but we confess that too often we seek to live beyond our limits, rising up early and going late to rest, and we exhaust ourselves from the inside out. Make us mindful that we are creatures and you are the creator. You are the never-sleeping watchman of our lives who offers your beloved children rest. Sometimes rest is elusive because of our circumstance, not of our own choice, a sick child, cancer diagnosis, or other suffering. Even then, you offer us the grace and mercy we need to live faithfully before you today. And so, we come to you now. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, only in you do we find rest, both now and forever. Amen.